Home. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It is it's not a really positive week around here. Next week's going to be a lot better. Beginning on February 5th, we are not going to Radio Row. We are not going to the Super Bowl. The Ravens are not going to the Super Bowl. Luke Jones is not going to Las Vegas and staying at the Luxor. It looks like a big potato chip this week. Not that anybody will be watching Super Bowl coverage, but we will have full a cup of Super Bowl with us next week. It's all brought to you on behalf of our friends at the Maryland Lottery, Window Nation, our dear friend Raskin Global, and Leonard Raskin's about to join us here. He's involved in this. Jiffy Lube, everybody, Royal Farms, Wise Markets, all of our people will be involved in this. But Leonard actually has a really, really good excuse for missing this, and it has nothing to do with the Ravens, has nothing to do with Super Bowl week, has nothing to do with his love or lack of love for charity, because Paula Bragg's coming on from Mount Washington Pediatric, and some other folks are going to be a part of what we're doing next week. But, you know, you had like a pre-existing situation, condition, thing happening here in between this whole Ravens thing. So I'll give you some oxygen for it, but like, you were ready to like bang out of a second honeymoon with your wife to like come back from Hawaii early to, you know, sort of like Taylor Swift, although she's coming from Japan, but she wouldn't have been coming if you were going to Vegas. She wouldn't need to come back.
That's right.
Right.
So she could stay over there.
It was either you come back from Malaya or
she
Taylor Swift was
face,
coming back from Tokyo.
She and her kissy face self.
Yeah, you hate her too. I mean,
no, you know, I look, I don't
these fans that like you hate Joe Burrow. I mean, just pick
I don't like Burrow because I think he's too cocky for his he ain't done it yet. Get there, you let me know.
Have you ever liked an opponent that's beaten the Ravens?
Absolutely.
Ever?
Absolutely.
Oh,
well,
you have.
Beat,
okay. All
sure.
Right.
Sure. I mean, I want to see we haven't talked for weeks, man. I was away. I jumped back in town for the Houston game. And then I jetted back out for a conference, so I haven't been on in a couple few weeks. And then jet back home, and then jet the boy into town for a quick weekend home from
Columbus.
So
he wasn't going to miss the championship game. Is that
no,
part of the – okay.
No,
I've had a lot – listen, you're not the only one. Rosenfeld came on. His kids flew in from Chicago.
Yep.
I saw airport – yeah, because I flew on Saturday.
He said
I
it was
flew
packed.
Away for,
he said it was packed, even from Columbus, with purple people.
Everywhere I went, I saw Lions fans. Now, I was out on the West Coast. I was I spent the night in Santa Clara, California on Friday night. I was literally 1.4 miles from Levi Stadium, and I saw nothing but Lions fans.
Yeah,
like,
they were everywhere.
In, you know?
Yeah,
and
Ravens
poor
fans were
SOB.
everywhere.
Now, you feel bad? You'd feel worse if you were from Detroit.
I got news for you. I agree, because we didn't drop a 24-7 lead. We just couldn't get there. but I'll tell you what. I went to the game, and I was wholly discouraged. It just didn't feel blowy. It didn't feel like the Ravens had for weeks and weeks and weeks. And people say, oh, they had the week off. Nonsense. They destroyed Houston. They had a week back. The week off didn't make a difference. And then people say, oh, the league wanted the Chiefs to be in the Super Bowl. I don't care what the league wants. They got to play on the field. And then you hear people say they wanted Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl. Who cares? Taylor Swift didn't have pads on.
Taylor Swift needs them. They don't need this Taylor Swift. Any of this thought that the league needs Taylor Swift is hilarious.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
They've got 93 of the top 100 TV shows in the year. When the Packers play the Bears, more people watch. Taylor Swift's not, I mean, you know, like
it's not the same audience.
I think it's kind of cute and fun. And
yeah, I think it's silly. Who cares? I'm happy. I'm happy that right now she and her man are happy. Good for them. That's what life's about. You know, good for her.
It
good
is.
Good for his mama. You know, look, his mama's making a ton of money, or somebody's making a ton of money doing commercials. Good for them. It's all good. Jason Kelce, out there with his stomach out in Kansas City, helping people meet Taylor and drink a lot of beer. Good for him. And then we come to the game, and that's, I've been watching football a long time. I am not a coach. I never played since I was a little kid, but I love the sport. I've watched it forever, and I just don't understand. I was screaming second, third quarter, fourth quarter. I'm screaming from my seat. Run the damn ball. We have the number one rushing offense in the NFL, and we called six running plays in a game. I have no idea who made this game plan. I have no idea what they were thinking.
Okay, hey, by the way, guess what else Gus Edwards only got the ball three times against the Titans 4 years ago, too?
Yeah, well,
So
I don't get it. I don't understand. You won all year, even in this game, back to back. You had Lamar up the right tackle, 20 yards. Next play, you give it to Gus, right tackle, 12 yards. Then we decide 21 play calls in a row are passes. Not 21 passes because Lamar got sacked and Lamar dropped the ball and Lamar threw incomplete and Lamar was running for his life, but there were 21 straight pass calls. 25 out of 30 plays in the third and fourth quarter. And down 10 is not time to abandon your game plan unless that was the game plan. And then I don't know who the hell put together the game plan, but it was horrible. And I will tell you, I thought the officiating stunk. But you know what? You got to overcome all of that to be a champion, and you got to win the game. Now, some stupid plays. Yes, some stupid plays. I do not blame Zay Flowers for trying to get into the end zone. People say, oh, he shouldn't have reached out the ball. Every player in the league reaches out the ball. The defender made one hell
of a play.
That's
why every defender in the league punches it.
Right. But you got to be close. You got to be there. You got to hit it, and you got to get it out, and you got to recover it. It was a great defensive play. But if he reaches that ball out and scores, nobody's saying he shouldn't have reached that ball out. Come on, let's not kid ourselves. That was a great play. He did everything he could to get in. He missed it. The other interception that Lamar threw in the end zone, look, was it pass interference? Of course it was. Why the heck was he throwing into triple four-man coverage to likely? I don't understand that.
It was a low percentage pass.
Yeah, it was a low percentage chance, and if you're betting on the referees, that ain't the way to bet. But I just don't understand, and I've heard nothing. I've heard nothing yet from anybody either asking Harbaugh or Monken or him making a statement or anybody making a statement about why they threw the ball 21 times in a row. Or tried to.
Well, they're
going to
have
to
answer for this for a long time when you lose a game like this. And I think that's the tragedy in all of it for Lamar and for all of them, is because it mars a great – I mean, nobody talks about the great 2019 regular
season
in regard to anything other than it was a disappointment, right? And whenever you lose, it's a disappointment.
Yeah.
I
but
mean,
when you lose with the talent and the opportunity and the stats, there's no way they should have been 2-1 time of possession to Kansas City. The only reason that happens is you throw the ball too much and drop it too much or don't make good throws. This is a run first team. I don't care what they retread Lamar to do. He's got a great arm. He's doing great things. You know, people saying, oh, he overthrew this one. He underthrew that one. That ball to Zay Flowers, 50 yards, was pretty good. Nobody says that was a good pass. You know, the guy's wide open. He throws it right to him. That was a good play.
Well,
play,
I mean, his efficiency speaks for itself.
The play for the touchdown,
in regard to
the play for the touchdown
become,
was
know.
Miraculous. You know, we win that game, that play is going to be top of the night on SportsCenter. He ducked out of a sack. He danced to the left. He danced to the right. He threw Zay open. Great catch. Everybody, that's marvelous. If they win the game. Now it's just, okay, it was a nice play that Lamar pulled off. But I don't understand the play calls. I don't understand the structure. That's all I can say. Beyond that, the defense, man, they had a tough first couple series, but boy, did they step up. They stepped up and stopped everything. And you look at the numbers of this game. If you'd have told me before the game, we hold Kansas City to 17, we're in the Super Bowl. We are in the Super Bowl. And I could not believe how poorly it was coached. I just don't get it. I don't know who did it. Anyway, that all being said, guess what?
You're going away.
They don't pay my bills. I don't bet. I don't gamble. So I didn't lose on the game. Yes,
I saw a couple guys out clubbing after the game, you know, like Sunday night. A couple of the Ravens players were out on their cell phones. One of them was going to be a free agent and get paid, you know, and somebody just said, if these guys are out in a club tonight, if they don't care, why should I mean, if they're not hurting, why should
right.
I be out?
Right.
You know, in my beer, if tomorrow morning they're going to wake up and go get a $20 million deal. And
right.
I'm going to wake up, you know, mad at my wife and my dogs and my family and my
workers.
Yeah, I
ain't got no time for that.
Like, you know,
I
mean,
time for that.
I blubbered a little bit back in 07. I had Dwan Edwards on this week. I had Coach Billick on talking about the blubbering period. I had Matt Stover on this week.
Yep.
Here's something I had, Leonard, that you have not brought up because you were at the game.
Yeah.
As you know, I'm forced to watch it on TV now, which, you know, you don't see the game well, you don't see the secondary well, but you hear the commentary.
Yes.
You do get replays.
Yes.
When you're yelling "Bujah, Bujah, Bujah" on the stands, and I'm laughing at you because I'm sitting there looking at the real replay, and the
and
Ravens
it's a real foul.
Aren't showing it. I mean, the Ravens, part of the sleight of hand, honestly, is to make sure you're pissed off in the stadium no matter what. Kind of, you know, kind of, sort of. Like, they're not going to show you anything that justifies the Chiefs getting a call. So you wind up coming home pissed off. You don't watch the highlights. The game's over. You're still thinking, like, penalties that got called weren't penalties, and they clearly were. You know, the Zay Flowers spinning the ball, all the late hits.
He didn't even spin it.
The clothesline. See, now you're making.
No. He pushed the guy down. He tried to spin it. The ball didn't spin. It just dropped.
It's a penalty. Whatever
it was. It was a penalty in the league. There's no doubt it was stupid, but my point is, he didn't even spin it well.
They were stacking
the clothesline,
stupid things
the clothesline
that had nothing
was,
to do with
I don't think
with,
the clothesline, you know, watching the game and watching the highlights, I couldn't tell if he, like, intentionally tried to punch him in the face or if as he was going
down. It was possible.
Down,
let me put it to you that way.
It was. But as he was going, he just reached out and, yeah, he hit him in the head instead of the chest. So I don't know if that was an intentional hit to the head, but again,
it had some Deacon Jones in it, dude.
In the league, he hit him in the head, and it's a penalty. Yeah. The hit on Mahomes, the little, like, push, they're going to call that all day long. You can't get away with that.
But the Roquan Smith diving across the line.
He did that on purpose.
12 men.
He did it on purpose.
And then he got 15 because it was stupid.
Well, here's the thing. I agree. So here's my thought on that. I would have gone offsides. It was a great play to go offsides. Think about it. First and five, you can't give up a first down. So you go offsides. Now they get 5 yards, and it's first and 10. You got two timeouts and the chance to get the ball back. The offsides was fine. The kill the guy when you go offsides was a little much. All he had to do was jump across the line and touch the guy, and it would have been 5 yards.
That guy put a video up on Instagram inside of him almost crying at the post. I mean, that guy was pretty pissed off from a football perspective about how that went down. But Leonard Raskin is here. He's pissed off. I mean, come on, man. The Ravens get eliminated. There's not the 24-hour rule.
Joy in Mudville.
None, but you're going to be getting a tan
in Mudville.
Somewhere
mighty
nice.
Casey struck out.
Leonard manages money at Raskin Global and the American Dream. He's following the American Dream west to one of my favorite songs. Eagles song is a song called "The Last Resort." It was on the Hotel California, and it's really a very poignant, weird song because the last lines are, "We can leave it all behind and sail to Lahaina, just like the missionaries did so many years ago." And
there's a
line that says, "Call someplace paradise, kiss it goodbye." And Lahaina's gone, and you're going over there.
It's gone.
But
it burns.
The American
terrible.
Dream is alive.
Terrible.
It's a good time for you to say, like, if you do good things with people and you manage money and you're responsible, you get to have a 25th anniversary and go to Hawaii.
30,
and
almost, 30 baby, 30. 30.
It's 30. I thought it was 25. Okay.
30.
All right, 30.
No, 30. And check this out. We were tailgating Sunday with a couple that we know that we hang out with, and they were on Sunday, they were celebrating their 57th wedding anniversary.
That's
dude,
a lot.
I'm 59 years old.
I'm 55. So
they've been married
66, 65.
Yeah, they've been married 57 years. Like, wow. Wow. That's
66.
I'll tell you.
I got baseball cards that old, but that's all I got.
Another 27 years. I'm just thinking, holy cow, that's double what I've done. I'm at 30. So yeah, we Kathy and I did our honeymoon. We went to Maui. We were young. We were poor. And we had a travel agent that we got hooked up with who told us to get the least expensive room in the most magnificent hotel in Maui.
I did that on a cruise ship.
And so that's what we did. And we had all the amenities of somebody paying 100 times what we were paying for the room. But we got to stay there and see the place, and it was magnificent. And we toured around, and I remember going to Lahaina very clearly, and Man, the art galleries, the sculpture
Oh,
galleries, it
man.
was just
Mick
magnificent.
Fleetwood's bar there with all the
And
rock stuff was
we could afford nothing. So we
not
went to the
t-shirt,
cheapest restaurants.
right?
And we went to this one gallery, the guy, I think it's Lassen. Remember, Lassen, he's the one that does the underwater, above water pictures, the
Okay.
gorgeous colors, the sunset behind you. I mean, it's magnificent. Anyway, we went into his gallery, and there were some pieces there that were just to die for. And what I remember is we bought the table book, the coffee table book.
Because that way you'd have a copy of every all
We had all the art,
of
but it was in a book that you could put on your coffee table. And man, we looked through that thing like, wow, this is, and so I'm thinking to myself, all right, 30 years, we're gonna go back there, we're gonna get one of those pieces. They're burned, man. They're
They're
just
all
gone.
gone.
They're gone.
Oh, man.
It's dreadful. It's
Yeah, it is.
dreadful.
I mean, I don't. I was there last April. I've only been twice in my life. You know, one thing I'll say to you, we'll get back on the football here, but nobody told me how nice Hawaii was. I mean, I traveled the whole world.
It's
Nobody had ever
gorgeous.
jumped on the table and said, dude, stop it. It's a little far. It's a little remote. Save your nickels. And I've gone twice very affordably. You can get affordable play. If you can get there,
Absolutely. And now
you can get a place for 100 bucks a night and
Southwest
be handed
flies
the
there.
flat. And yeah, Southwest, that's what opened it up for us. I mean, we had a
Right.
companion pass. My wife and I went in
Southwest flies
19.
there.
And then we went back again because we loved it so much. And it's
Yep.
you're in America, but you're in an island, and it's
It's
just
Fantasy Island. It's
it's totally
beautiful.
fantasy.
It's
Eat some coconut
beautiful.
cream pie, get
There
some
you go.
fish. If you go up to
Yes.
Kaanapali, I got a little market up there where they serve this macadamia nut fish with completely fresh pineapple salsa
How great
on
is that?
fresh mahi mahi that came out of the water this morning. And the Hawaiian folks know how to make it up, and they do it up with a little rice for you. And,
It's as good as it gets.
oh man,
Good
you're
as it
killing me.
gets.
Leonard Raskin, Series Raskin Global, he manages dough and money and expectations to some degree.
Absolutely, all the time.
So here's what I want to give you on the football end. For anybody that doesn't hear it, I would invite you to go listen to. I've done some great work the last couple of weeks. By the way, our traffic this year is this month off the chain. The Flacco piece last week, one of the most viewed things I've done in a long time. Billick last week, Jamal is. We've been doing great stuff,
Joe's a good
but
man.
Joe's
Joe
the
is a
best, you know.
good
Joe's the
man.
best. So I booked Ross Tucker on the show Monday, and if you're not familiar with Ross, he does a podcast. He's a former player. He's played six teams. Great guy. Harrisburg, lives up in Pennsylvania. I was actually at a Springsteen concert at State College last year with my buddy Craig Lusko, and I ran into him, and he offered me some peachy Paterno right there at State College. And Ross is famous for putting up the buffets at all the media things, and I've eaten all those buffets, and I can say for sure the Ravens is among the worst. But he was here putting up the crab cakes and whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I'll take you. I got a crab cake row next week.
Right,
I'll come meet
right.
me any day next week. I'll get you a better crab cake. We'll do Monday
Absolutely.
Fadley's and blow your mind. Tuesday Costas. Wednesday Coco's. Blow your mind. Thursday State Fair. Friday we're gonna be up at Pappas. All the stuff you're missing next week
I know.
with our so
To hang
anyway,
out in Maui.
I get Ross was booked on Monday, and the reason is because of Chad Steele. Most of this is I'm getting thrown out of Radio Row. Ross is one of the guys I would have next week if I were in
Yeah.
Vegas.
Yeah.
Brian Billick is on this
Yep.
week. He'll be
Yep.
in Vegas. So all the people that are there, they're on my phone. Chad Brown's coming on today. Like Todd Heap's coming. We're doing okay. So I don't need to go to Vegas and do that. But Ross comes on, and Ross was at the game on. So I knew that because I saw the buffet, and he was calling the game for Westwood One on the sideline. He said to me in the we only did 10 minutes together because he was on a rotation. He had to Ross was sort of booked and handled by my buddy Ivan out in Denver. And Ross said, I was on the sidelines halftime. Tracy Wolfson went up to Andy Reid and said, Coach, it's getting chippy. How do you know what are you gonna do about the chippiness in the second half? And you know what he said he
Said,
was
I
gonna do
love it.
about the he said, I love it. He said, I kind of don't mind it, is what he said. I
Nothing.
kind of don't mind it.
Doing nothing.
It's kind of what we told him to do all week. We
That's
told
right.
Kelsey to come in here. We told them to throw the kicker, the goat, Mr. Gonna win the game.
Yep.
He's the little kicker. Give him a hard time. I had
Yep.
Matt Stover on talking about the head games that they would play with him when he would go in the
Absolutely. Kyle
right.
Van Noy, head button Kelsey.
Well, that's in the game, right?
Right.
Before the game,
No, I know. I saw the throw.
Mollett gets into it, and there is no question in my mind. None in
Composure.
my mind that Steve Spagnuolo and Andy Reid and Dave Tobe, who's a great guy. I mean, Dave Tobe would would have been a great NFL head coach. I mean, Dave
Yeah.
Tobe's a good man. I had dinner with Dave. I know Dave Tobe, you know, like, and he never got that opportunity through all. He still might. He might be the Chiefs' next
Right.
coach. You
Who
know,
knows?
he may be inheriting this when it's, he may be the coach in 3 weeks. I don't know. But Dave's a great guy. Spagnuolo's there as well. They, no one knows John Harbaugh. No one better than those three men. And I will tell you, Harbaugh has this reputation for being way different than his brother and Mr. Nice Guy, and begins everything with a prayer, you know, when he loses. When he wins, it's a dance. And when he loses, it's a prayer and off the podium. Like, I don't dig that. I'm not high low. I'm saying when we win or lose, guys, I can show up and be a professional no matter what happens. My wife gets cancer, I show up and be a professional. When I don't get any sleep, I show, you know, like, that's the way we do things. I mean, and especially you're making $12 million a year. So I'm not here to give Harbaugh any, but I'm telling you what, he has a reputation for being a hothead. He has a reputation for being a little high strung. I've seen it for sure. And the whole notion that this could get out of hand, that Roquan Smith could get too worked up, that the defense could get too worked up, that the 60,000 of you had the fans all lathered up, that they could get too worked up. The Bujak calls would get the players even more inclined to do stupid stuff and get more penalties. Really speaks to the head game that Andy Reid said, we're on the road. How can we take advantage of that? John's not going to have his guys ready. Once we get the top spinning out of control and Kelsey's laughing in their face and they're calling him a bitch on national TV while they're losing, now we just, you know, we're.
And yet, they still had a chance to win the game on the field.
Oh, no question.
And
no
they
question.
just dropped the ball a yard short. I think that's the turning point of the play of the game.
Sure.
You get Zay gets in the end zone with that play, and I think everything's different.
Listen, I don't think there's any point in the game when they're losing where you felt like they're not going to win, or they couldn't win.
That's
or they
right.
Didn't have the pedigree to win.
You know what?
Or they couldn't put together a 4 minute drive.
Dude, the
80
catch.
Yards, right? I mean,
the catch by whoever the hell he is. I can't think of his name.
Kelsey.
No. Last play of the game. Who dropped every pass that they threw to him this year. Marquez Valdez Scandling.
Oh, right. Okay, go ahead.
Who dropped everything that Mahomes threw at him this year. Until he caught that ball that put the game away, we still had a chance to tie the game. If they'd
and
have gotten
the ball
back there.
He might catch
the ball
that puts the game away from the Super Bowl.
But my point is, he stunk this year. Kelsey was the only receiver that caught the ball. And this guy dropped so many perfect passes. They could have had three more wins if he'd have caught the ball. And he caught the ball at the end of the game, and that was it.
If he
it
caught
was
the ball,
stunning.
He would have been playing the game in Kansas City.
You're right. If he
well,
could catch.
Hey, dude, that was something. Like, they got their ass kicked on Christmas Day, right? We all saw that. And we all saw them lose to the Lions at the beginning of the year. We're like, Lions? Lions are playing a championship game. Yeah, I mean,
and talk about terrible. Boy, if you're a Lions
my
fan, 24-7, and then you go what? Zero. And again, I'm not a coach, and this guy's been aggressive all year. Take the points. You win the game with points.
Yeah.
What is with this guy? He couldn't score. Fourth down, field goal. Fourth down, field goal. Six more points. Changes the whole tide of the game. You give it back, you give him momentum, you give him everything. And that little Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, stole the show.
He's relevant again.
Stole it. He's relevant going to the Super Bowl 20, what's he, 22, 23? Unreal.
Well, it's going to be
I'll
a good
you.
Week for football chatter.
And you know,
the,
I saw.
The 49ers are good enough to win, but they played like trash for, you know what I mean? They haven't played well, but they certainly, they're good enough to win.
Dude, I went online, $32,000 for a ticket. $32,000.
Hold on, that's not a get in. Get ins are less than.
No,
that.
No, not get ins. I'm talking about a ticket. I'm not talking about the least expensive. I'm talking about a ticket.
This
somewhere.
Feels to me like a depressed ticket in the end because both the teams have been there lately.
Yeah,
it's a $7,000 get in. That's what
right.
I expected it to be.
Seven. But I'm saying, I saw tickets for 33 grand.
Well, don't buy them. Go
I'm
to
not.
Malay instead.
We ain't going. I'm going to Maui. I'll come home and watch it on TV.
I want you to go to the Pint and Cork where I sent you up in
There we
Malaya.
go. There we go.
I want you to get delicious sliders at happy hour. I want you to
I'll do
watch
it.
because you're going to be 5 hours behind. I want you to watch the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, no. That I will
Don't
not
come
waste
up to the
my.
beach. Do
I
not
will
come off the
not
beach
waste
in
my
Malaya.
time for any of that nonsense.
Listen to me. You love your wife. Even if it's raining, do not watch the Pro
Oh,
Bowl.
I
Go
will not be
inside, you
watching
know.
flag football
And
on
keep in
the
mind, every time it rains in Hawaii, you're going to get a rainbow. So think about that,
There we
okay?
go.
Just
There we
I'm just
go.
saying, what you want to do in Wailea is look over your left shoulder because every rainbow there happens over the cliff.
Over the
So
mountains.
you have to get out into the
Yep.
water a
Yep.
little bit even to see it,
I'm
okay?
ready. I'm ready. I'll take
Got you
pictures. I'll
ready.
send
I
them to
got
you.
you ready. All right.
All
Poke,
right, my friend.
macadamia nut, everything,
Fish. We're
pineapple,
there. We're it.
fish.
I'm ready.
Go to the paella fish market. You know, hey,
A luau, little
if
luau.
you like little shops and shopping like art stuff, Paia, Paia is a little town, great shape. Oh, I didn't even tell you this. My wife and I have we've been to Hawaii twice, and I made a rule when I went over there the first day. We did 3 days in Oahu, and then we did like six in Maui. Then we went back and just went to Maui. We didn't
Right,
just did
right.
9 days in Maui or whatever. And we had a rule, and this was my wife's deal. So be like, look, I'm gonna go get some cash before we you know, because you use your credit card for most everything. I'm gonna get cash, and every single place we go, and you can use your credit card
Yeah,
anywhere now, but
sure.
we're gonna get a shave ice
Of course.
anywhere I see one. We're stopping. So as we're going along the road and I
Right.
see it, if I see it, we're stopping. If
There
I
you
don't
go.
have to pee, I'm gonna pee, and they're gonna get $4, $5, $6, $7, whatever it is, and I'm gonna get it snow capped every time. Every time you want to get
That's
put the cream on the top, you know? So that would be
it.
my advice to you is whatever you do. Oh, dude,
Gotta get it.
I got this hippie in Kihei who has a Scooby-Doo a bus, a VW a bus,
Oh my
and
God.
he has some of the best shave ice that I've ever had in
Crazy.
my life. And
Crazy.
he does special shave ice where he makes it himself. He does it all himself. I'm going to take care of you with this, okay?
You got it.
I don't
Text
know
me the
much, but I
place.
know Wailea, okay? And I
Text me the place. We'll
learned a little bit about Lake Tahoe last week if you need anything there too.
get some hippie shave ice. I'm all in.
Leonard Raskin's here. The reason I can go places and stay for $50 a night is because Leonard helps me save my money. He is Raskin Global. This is the one thing I'll say, and I don't want to be flippant. It's the first thing I said to Dennis, and he got mad at me because he was still at the pissed off that they
Yeah,
lost
yeah.
dues. I'm like, look, you saved a lot of money that they lost if you
That's
were going to
right.
go to the
There's
game.
no doubt.
I'm like,
Saved a
you
lot of money
saved
not going
20
to Vegas.
grand
I'm
that
with
you
you
can use
100%.
on something else. So
100%.
if Zay Flowers reaches out, you're feeling good right now, but you're going to be 25 grand lighter
There's
two
no
weeks from
question
now
it's
when
going
it's
to
over
cost a
with,
lot
you
of
know?
money. It saved me a lot of money. I can spend it in Maui.
I literally, before this segment, I had to cancel Luke's hotel room in Las Vegas. I had to cancel his flights. I had him going back through LA because you can't get out of Las Vegas the day after the game.
Yep.
And I had all that, and I thought to myself, you know, I kind of wanted to spend the money. You know what I mean? Like
Right. Of course.
I wanted two
Of
more weeks of
course.
whatever this was because we've only
Hey,
had it a few times in our lives,
pitchers
right?
and catchers report in 2 weeks.
You know, I like the way you're thinking about this. All right. Leonard Raskin, he is
Oh,
if you look up and you see the plane, that's him leaving for Hawaii. He'll be gone for a little while. He'll be back after the Super Bowl. Who wins? You got Chiefs or 49ers? What are you gonna do?
I hate to say it, but I think Mahomes and my auto are gonna do it again. It's disgusting, but they just have a he's got a thing. He's got
You
a
know,
thing,
I
man.
hear there's a conspiracy that the NFL
Yeah.
wants to see Taylor Swift hold the Lombardi Trophy.
Well, hey, they might get that. They just
They
might get that.
well, 60 minutes away. They better figure out 87 on the defensive.
Amen.
They better
Amen.
figure that. The guys in the gold helmets. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We are doing Crab Cake Row. We are doing a cup of Super Bowl next week. I am begging all of you, come out, have some lunch. It's a crazy crappy week. It's a week before Valentine's Day. Local business needs business. Local people need to be fed. Local charity need to be promoted. We're doing that next week. It's a cup of soup or bowl. Get it? Stop by. See us on Monday at Fadley's, Tuesday at Costas, Wednesday at Coco's, Thursday at State Fair, and Friday up at Pappas in Cockeysville. Back for more on
Awesome.
Baltimore Positive. Stay with us. Thanks, Leonard. See you, bud.
See you, man.